This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We don't need scars just to know we're human. We can let the world just tear us up, light ourselves up when we're out of luck. All of my love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world a new star. Turn me around when I had enough.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know how it goes. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? Today is Friday, May the 17th of 2024, day 138. Of the year, and only 228 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
You know how it goes. It's the streamer-emer of things. Yeah, streaming all the time. So, let's talk about it. Hopefully everything was good and grand in the last 24 hours of your life. If not, you know, we probably have some things to talk about. So, let's talk real quick. Our little show consists of talking about safety and the news. News and safety. That's kind of the parallels of what we do. Today's Freeform Friday. So what does that mean? We play catch-up with all the news stories that we did not talk about this week. So that's kind of how it goes. So we'll give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of the other, you know, that fun stuff. And then if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process of doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. So you go to callinradio.com. That gets everything moving and grooving for us. That gets everything lovely, lovely, move and groove, and then we go from there. So callinradio.com will do that for you. Got it? Video, audio, text messaging. Text messaging is always the preferred method over everything else. And then, of course, we have the visual radio. So if you go to safetyfm.com, visual radio aspect of the whole thing. We're also on some of the streamers, so don't worry about that. If you want to go to some of the social media sites, you can interact with us right there. Interacting is probably really limited because I don't look at anything until post. You know, typical stuff to talk about, so there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending, because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends, an update on the head of state fighting for his life after an assassination attempt and sportswear company sales nosedive. talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, are Ben and Jen done? You know, because apparently that's something we need to talk about on a Friday. Also, the View co-host discussed Harrison Butker recent commencement address, I would imagine. And then Kim, nope, we don't care about that. And a new photography exhibit opens in Buckingham Palace. We'll talk about some of those deets as we get into the Royals. Yeah, the Royals. So there you go. That's it. So hour number one, we're going to hang out here on Safety FM and Radio Big, talking about safety in the news, Freeform Friday. Then we go into hour number two, where we talk about music and entertainment, and we play some music. That's hour two and three, if you want to come and hang out, because that is what we do. Cool stuff, right? So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and bring in our peeps from Feature Story News so we can feature some stories and talk about some more new stuff. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. At least five drones have hit Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, causing a fire. An air raid alert in the city has been lifted after more than 16 hours. Ukrainian President Zelensky says the situation is extremely difficult as Russian forces try to advance around Kharkiv. Former UK intelligence chief Sir David Omand says Russian operations in the region are stretching Ukraine's resources.
Part of this is no doubt diverting Ukrainian military capability away from other areas. There's an element there of keeping the Ukrainians on edge.
Israel's facing renewed calls from the US to get more aid into Gaza. Officials in Washington say they're concerned the flow of fuel via the Rafah crossing has come to a complete halt. Several hundred tons of aid is due to enter Gaza via a floating pier constructed by American troops. But Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the pier doesn't replace the need for other humanitarian routes.
The purpose of this temporary pier is to deliver critical humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian people. The pier is temporary and not meant to replace land routes into Gaza. And last, this is an internationally backed effort coordinated with the United Nations. The U.S. military is merely providing the logistical support to enable humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza from the sea.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has granted a full pardon to a man convicted of killing a Black Lives Matter protester in 2020. Daniel Perry was sentenced to 25 years behind bars, but became a cult hero among some Republicans who said he was acting in self-defense. Tony Waterman reports.
Daniel Perry was convicted of killing Garrett Foster, a white man legally carrying an AK-47 at a BLM protest 4 years ago. Perry, who drove his car into demonstrators, claimed self-defense, saying Foster raised his weapon. But witnesses said that never happened. Unsealed documents show Perry made racist comments on social media and text messages before the shooting. After the conviction came down, Abbott said he would grant a pardon, and Perry is once again a free man. Reaction has been swift, the attorney for Foster's mother saying she is in shock, while Foster's girlfriend says the pardon is politically motivated. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Scientists in the U.S. believe they've solved the mystery of how 31 pyramids were built in Egypt more than 4,000 years ago. They've discovered an ancient 40-mile branch of the River Nile, which now lies hidden under desert and farmland. Researchers say its existence would explain why the pyramids were built in a chain along a now inhospitable desert strip in the Nile Valley. For more of our reporting from around the world, you can find us on X at Feature Story and find Feature Story News on Facebook. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the visit to Beijing by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was there on Thursday for a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Great Hall of the People in the Chinese capital. The two men signed a joint statement pledging a new era of cooperation between their two countries. At their last meeting back in February, they said there were no limits to what China and Russia could accomplish together. Sir David Omand, former head of Britain's intelligence gathering service GCHQ, is now a visiting professor at King's College London.
We shouldn't forget that President Xi is the dominant figure, and one needs the other more. So they have quite a lot in common. they've got a dislike of liberal democracy. They've got a dislike of what we bring, which is a respect for individual rights as against collective duties to the state. And they've got a dislike of the what they see as the American-led, you know, global world order. And they'd like to have their own world order.
In their joint statement on Thursday, the two leaders agreed to work together on issues including Taiwan, North Korea and nuclear technology. This was Vladimir Putin's first trip outside Russia since being re-elected. And analysts say it sends a clear message about his determination to find common cause with China in an effort to challenge Western dominance. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, at least five drones have hit Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, causing a fire. Israel's facing renewed calls from the US to get more aid into Gaza. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has granted a full pardon to a man convicted of killing a Black Lives Matter protester in 2020. And scientists in the US believe they've solved the mystery of how 31 pyramids were built in Egypt more than 4,000 years ago. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally,
Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour. That sounded pretty intense, no doubt about that. So let's start talking real quick because, you know, 16 minutes. That means we're in for it. We're a quarter of the way, and we still got more stuff to talk about. So let's do it like this. Let's talk about the top of the shit list, because it might be time to do so. Update, an unnamed 71-year-old Slovakian man has been charged with the attempted assassination of Prime Minister Robert Fico, or Fico, depending on how you look at it. Officials say that the suspect has not previously engaged in protests against the government. No motive has been announced yet. Other than that, the attack was political. So, no motive, never been a protester before, but it sounds pretty political. Isn't that what was just said? Okay, so Fico remains in serious but stable condition following surgery for 5 gunshot wounds he has survived earlier this week to his stomach and arms. I mean, I guess if you're going to get popped somewhere, the arms might be some of the better places in regards to what else needs to be done. I'm just throwing that out there as a conversation. I mean, not that I want to get shot, period, but, you know, I guess if the options are there, let's go with the lowest hanging fruit. That's what she said. So there you go. There you go. Oh, anyways, let's get into some other stuff. Elon Musk says that not only will humanity have reached Mars in the next 3 decades, but there will be an entire human city established in that time. Well, I don't know if this is a good story because we're talking about this. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Elon Musk does kind of follow through in regards to the information that he says. But timelines for him is always kind of off. So if he's saying in the next 3 decades, does that mean 5? I mean, are we going based on the information that we got from the Cybertruck? Did it take like 4 years longer than what he originally intended, give or take? So there you go. In a post on X, a social media platform he owns, Musk said, SpaceX, the space travel company he owns, will reach the red planet in 5 years with an uncrewed spaceship, land within the next decade, and establish a city in the next 20 to 30 years. He concluded, civilization secured. This was according to Elon Musk. But he's wanted to occupy Mars for some time now. So I don't know. What do you think? Will you see it in your lifetime in regards of going to Mars? I mean, I default to Total Recall. Because why would I not do that? So there you go. Anyways, a preliminary report published by the National Safety Bureau concluded that the Dali, the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March, lost power before the crash and experienced similar blackouts the day before the incident. Video of the crash has previously shown lights flickering multiple times before the impact. Details on the incident suggest that two circuit breakers tripped, killing power to the ship propeller and the rudder. To make matters worse, the emergency generator was not working either, and an apprentice pilot was on the helm. So, some stuff going on there. A full report that determines the definite cause is expected to take about 2 years. 2 years. Definite report of what caused it. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that an interesting choice of words on how that was listed? What officially will be the cause of the issue? How interesting. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking. An astonishing earning report of sportswear brand Under Armour shows 96% drop in profits year over year in their fiscal fourth quarter. Results is a massive layoff. The company also says its sales revenue was down 10% in North America for the year. No word yet on how many jobs will be cut, but CNBC reports that it is expected to spend up to $90 million in severance and benefit costs. Yikes. In the first quarter of the year, the company reported $6.6 million in profit. The year before, they brought in $170.6 million. Analysts of the company predicted another drop in sales for North America for the rest of the year by 17%. I mean, at that particular point, think about that. You made $6.6 million, but you were bringing in previously $170.6 million. I mean, I don't even know, like, what were you looking at? And who is your massive competitor all of a sudden? And I got a weird question. Isn't the Rocks brand under the banner of Under Armour? I mean, just asking, because I thought that it was, or did he separate that whole thing? I mean, who knows? It's going to be interesting to see where the market leads with that. That's for sure. And I mean, are you a big Under Armour wearer? I mean, I'll tell you, there was a company that I was partially involved with. They got sued because of the similar logo that they had with Under Armour. Under Armour won, of course. And that company kind of vanished off the sequence of the planet. Then they tried to reestablish themselves, but nobody wanted anything to do with it. But hey, that's neither here nor there. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about this. The Justice Department filed a motion Thursday to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, making a historic shift in generations of the U.S. drug policy. The proposal recognizes the medical use of cannabis and acknowledges has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. If approved, marijuana would move from a Schedule 1 drug alongside heroin and LSD to a Schedule 3 drug, joining ketamine and some anabolic steroids. This is according to CBS. Now, listen, we're talking something here about, you know, moving a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3. I think that you'll be looking at some different laws, of course, in place. But then the question's going to come about. All the people that were arrested at some point for having marijuana, are they going to be released? Some people will ask that question. Some people will not be happy about this. I will tell you that this becomes state legal across the board, state and federal. You are aware that, number one, people will be using credit cards like they're going crazy in regards of getting that stuff. Also, on the other side of the equation to talk about and think about real quick is that the state tax that each state will have on this will be astronomical because this will change the way that people look at stuff. I mean, think about it. Think about how alcohol impacted some of the things that were going on when it first made the scene. I mean, we're not even talking about how people were trying to obtain it previously. I was talking about how it changed everything. So maybe that's some stuff to think about as we are talking. So what are you thinking here? as a schedule from a schedule one to a schedule three. And then the other side of this is how will your drug and alcohol policy inside of your workplace reflect this? Now, I will tell you, I've seen some drug and alcohol policies that say, hey, cool. If you're going to do marijuana, okay, as long as you're not high at work and all that kind of fun stuff, it's cool to do. Now, if you're dealing with some of the stuff with the Department of Transportation, that there is a requirement, a federal requirement, that's going to be where things are going to get interesting on how that's going to work for you. Because, of course, the federal normally supersedes the state and how that stuff works, especially when it comes to federal DOT land. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers because that's going to be important. The Dow lost about 38 points to close at 39,869 on Thursday. At one point during the trading, it exceeded 40,000 for the first time in history. The S&P lost about 11 points to close at 5,297, and the NASDAQ lost about 44 points to close at 16,698. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $83 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.60 on Thursday, and Bitcoin slid a bit on Thursday, down 1.3%. Trading around $65,400. It's still not a bad day. Let's make sure that we get that straight. And there was more than 5,485 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than 510 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $393 million jackpot or $181.5 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $77 million jackpot or a $36 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, well, today would be the day to do so. So let's talk about a couple of things. We've been talking about this Friday for some times. And I'm gonna reference some things, and then I'll reference the thing. So let's talk about this. Today's Friday, May the 17th. New albums coming out today. New music. Zayn with Room Under the Stars, Ruth Moody, Wanderer, New Kids on the Block, Still Kids, Kate Hudson, Glorious, I didn't even know she had an album, John Oates, Reunion, Don McLean, American Boys, Collective Soul, Here for Eternity, The Everett Brothers is the name of the album, and the album that we've been waiting for to come out this Friday, if you forgot or did not know and were not aware, Billie Eilish's third album comes out today. Hit Me Hard and Soft. There you go. Hit Me Hard and Soft is what is coming out today. So there you go. If you want to take a look at it, I'm sure that it's going to be available on all the streamers because that's how it happens. So there you go. So the 59th Academy Country Music Awards aired last night live from Ford Center and the Star in Frisco, Texas. Reba McEntire hosted the 17th time. The list of winners is available. We can probably talk about that in the second hour, as you might want to know and share some of that information. So there you go. Also, some other news. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez appear to be living separately. The couple, who have not been spotted publicly together in nearly 2 months, have been seen coming and going from different properties. Most recently, Affleck was spotted leaving a house in L.A.'s Brentwood neighborhood, which is a far cry from the couple's mansion in Beverly Hills. J-Lo, meanwhile, was recently spotted house hunting, which at the time many assumed to be for the couple, but perhaps it wasn't. This is according to TMZ. I mean, I don't know. Do we kind of get that lost in the weeds when it comes to stuff? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I'm going to reference this real quick because, hey, why would we not reference this? A new Netflix documentary takes a deep dive into the 2015 hack of infidelity website Ashley Madison, which leaks users' names and wreaked havoc on countless relationships. Some of the biggest names included 17 Kids and Counting star Josh Duggar, former Real Housewives of New York City and star Josh Takerman, Jersey Shore star Nicole Snooki, husband. What else? Joni LaValve and Florida State Attorney Jeff Ashton and Hunter Biden. So there you go. Ashley Madison's Sex, Lies, and Scandal is streaming now. So I guess, am I saying this in case there's something that you wanted to do this weekend or something along those lines? I mean, I'm not sure. What will be the purpose of that? Like, all kinds of interesting stuff to take a look at as we are talking. What do you think? Is it one of those things that that you talk about, or you don't even ponder? You just kind of go, whatever. So there you go. Anyways, some other information that we could probably talk about if you're so inclined, as we are 29 minutes into the hour. Have I told you recently about this? If not, let's talk about this. Conklin Conference number 3 coming up, September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah, we're going to talk about the world of human and organizational performance. That's essentially what it is, just in case if you're wondering. That's what the conference will be about. We'll lay into it, talk about it, move forward inside of the world. So September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. You can find out more at safetyfm.io. Right now, as we are talking, Jen Long, Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, and of course, Todd Conklin will all be there presenting. We'll have some special guests come in and show up as well. We'll talk about that closer to what we get into it, because as you know, these things are ever moving, ever flowing, and in that particular regards. So safetyfm.io for more information. I'll be there hosting. We'll do some live feeds from the location, because why would we not do that? So we'll talk about all that kind of fun stuff that is going on inside of the world. So that's safetyfm.io for more information. Conklin Conference Numero 3 coming to you from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you were not there, which one was it that we did there? I think the first one we did there in Santa Fe. Gorgeous area. For sure, no doubt about that. If you want to come out there, Santa Fe, New Mexico, just in regards to what we're talking about. What else do we have going on? Let's take a look. We had something yesterday that a lot of people seem to enjoy. I guess we can talk about that if we want. By the way, a lot of weird things yesterday. If you were taking a look around in some of the news stuff, it looked like, you know, the big news was going around with the presidential election and about them agreeing to do a debate, meaning the two nominees doing a debate about what was going on. And this is going to be before their national conventions that occur. So we'll see how that goes. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past. Why don't we do it again?
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. At least 5 drones have hit Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, causing a fire. An air raid alert in the city has been lifted after more than 16 hours. Ukrainian President Zelensky says the city... Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. At least 5 drones have hit Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, causing a fire. An air raid alert in the city has been lifted after more than 16 hours. Ukrainian President Zelensky says the situation is extremely difficult as Russian forces try to advance around Kharkiv. Former UK intelligence chief Sir David Omand says Russian operations in the region are stretching Ukraine's resources.
Part of this is no doubt diverting Ukrainian military capability away from other areas. There's an element there of keeping the Ukrainians on edge.
Israel's facing renewed calls from the US to get more aid into Gaza. Officials in Washington say they're concerned the flow of fuel via the Rafah crossing has come to a complete halt. Several hundred tons of aid is due to enter Gaza via a floating pier constructed by American troops. But Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the pier doesn't replace the need for other humanitarian routes.
The purpose of this temporary pier is to deliver critical humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian people. The pier is temporary and not meant to replace land routes into Gaza. And last, this is an internationally backed effort coordinated with the United Nations. The U.S. military is merely providing the logistical support to enable humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza from the sea.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has granted a full pardon to a man convicted of killing a Black Lives Matter protester in 2020. Daniel Perry was sentenced to 25 years behind bars, but became a cult hero among some Republicans who said he was acting in self-defense. Tony Waterman reports.
Daniel Perry was convicted of killing Garrett Foster, a white man legally carrying an AK-47 at a BLM protest 4 years ago. Perry, who drove his car into demonstrators, claimed self-defense, saying Foster raised his weapon. But witnesses said that never happened. Unsealed documents show Perry made racist comments on social media and text messages before the shooting. After the conviction came down, Abbott said he would grant a pardon, and Perry is once again a free man. Reaction has been swift, the attorney for Foster's mother saying she is in shock, while Foster's girlfriend says the pardon is politically motivated. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Scientists in the U.S. believe they've solved the mystery of how 31 pyramids were built in Egypt more than 4,000 years ago. They've discovered an ancient 40-mile branch of the River Nile, which now lies hidden under desert and farmland. Researchers say its existence would explain why the pyramids were built in a chain along a now inhospitable desert strip in the Nile Valley. For more of our reporting from around the world, you can find us on X at Feature Story and find Feature Story News on Facebook. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Looking in more detail today at the visit to Beijing by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was there on Thursday for a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Great Hall of the People in the Chinese capital. The two men signed a joint statement pledging a new era of cooperation between their two countries. At their last meeting back in February, they said there were no limits to what China and Russia could accomplish together. Sir David Omond, former head of Britain's intelligence gathering service GCHQ, is now a visiting professor at King's College London.
We shouldn't forget that President Xi is the dominant figure, and one needs the other more. So they have quite a lot in common. They've got a dislike of liberal democracy. They've got a dislike of what we bring, which is a respect for individual rights as against collective duties to the state. And they've got a dislike of the what they see as the American-led, you know, global world order. And they'd like to have their own world order.
In their joint statement on Thursday, the two leaders agreed to work together on issues including Taiwan, North Korea and nuclear technology. This was Vladimir Putin's first trip outside Russia since being re-elected. And analysts say it sends a clear message about his determination to find common cause with China in an effort to challenge Western dominance. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, at least five drones have hit Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, causing a fire. Israel's facing renewed calls from the US to get more aid into Gaza. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has granted a full pardon to a man convicted of killing a Black Lives Matter protester in 2020. And scientists in the US believe they've solved the mystery of how 31 pyramids were built in Egypt more than 4,000 years ago. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
These days, it can be hard to find and hire the right candidates for your small business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. I have to tell you, even before they ever became a sponsor here on Safety FM, we have used LinkedIn Jobs to help find the people that we have here on Safety FM. It's an easy service to use. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified candidates. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
We can let the world just tell us so. Light ourselves up and we're out of luck. All of my love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world come to stand. Turn me around and I had enough.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here. Rated R Safety Show. Freeform Friday version. What does that mean to you? Well, you get a little bit of everything. So this right here you're taking a listen to? Yeah, this is Fire and Smoke. This is by Beach Love. Yeah, some Beach Love, Fire and Smoke for you. Yeah, we'd like to thank Beach Love for allowing us to play this. This song is available on your little streamer emer. Apple Music, YouTube Music, Spotify. Yeah, you know, doing a little bit of everything. So there you go. Okay, thank you, Beach Love, for that one. No doubt about that. Let's get back into the move and the groove of everything going on real quick. Let's talk about this because, you know, Freeform Friday, always the most important thing that I'm going to tell you anyways, regardless of what day of the week you're taking to listen to this. But let's talk about this because it's really important. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to health and to write love on her arms. I want you to know that people have been where you are now and healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says Find Help on the very far right-hand side of the website. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to mention a few. Like I have said before, all kinds of information readily available there. Listen. This is a conversation that we need to have. It needs to be normal for us to say, hey, we need to talk about this. I mean, I will tell you, I was so happy last week. I was at an event that the people there that were putting it on had a whole day dedicated just to mental health. Nothing else. That was the main component. And then they had people to talk to, if you wanted to, in a separate room. If you did not feel comfortable, you know, doing some of the other aspects that are available. And that's the stuff to think about. If we can make this more of a common conversation, opposed to having some weird stigma to it. So, TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Click on the section that says Find Help. Let's get into some moves and some grooves of the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because I always think it's important to talk about. So if you are looking for some movie buzzes over the weekend, I have some for you. I have some new movies that are coming out today. Would you care to hear? Okay. The first one coming out is called If Almost Everyone Grows Out of Their Imaginary Friend, But Bow. B is going through a tough time and finds that, as you can see, ifs have left behind, and so can Cal. They decide to help adults and ifs get back together and bring imagination back to the world. Ryan Reynolds, Callie Fleming, and Steve Carell, that one comes out today. Also, Back to Black, the biography of Amy Winehouse. Told from the perspective, including of the creation of one of the best-selling albums of all time. That one comes out today. That one's rated, I would imagine it's rated R. Yeah, it's rated R. And then if it's, and The Strangers Chapter 1, after their car breaks down in an eerie small town, a young couple is forced to spend the night in a remote cabin. Panic ensues and are terrorized by three mass strangers with seemingly no motive. So that one comes out today too. So if you want to go take a look at some things and be kind of freaked out and weirded out about life, well, you have some opportunities to do so. So there you go. Information, abundance of the heart. What do you think? Something you'll look into or not really? I don't know. So there you go. What else do we have going on? Because we always have stuff. So that's new movies. Let's talk about some food stuff because that's going to be important. A new survey has uncovered that some of the stranger ways people jazz up their salads. And I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to have to brace yourself for this. First, though, according to a poll of 2,000 Americans, the most popular salad topping were found to be cheese at 42%, tomatoes at 37%, bacon at 30%, croutons at 28%, and cucumbers rounding it off at 27%. But that odd ingredient, do some people add to the ordinary salad that make it extraordinary? How about bananas, meatballs, marshmallows, or even peanut butter? Fancy some peppermint on top, or maybe popcorn. Oh, heck, it's Friday. Let's go with all of the above. So, yeah, there you go. That's one. Also, as food mashups go, maybe someday it'll be as popular as pineapples on pizza or mint on lamb or chicken and waffles, but I doubt it. The latest combo that goes viral is Dr. Pepper and pickles. And according to those who know, it's 100% slaps. TikTok user Mississippi Mao shared her favorite pickle Dr. Pepper order as it went through the Sonic drive-thru, asking for the workers to toss the salty pickle into the super sweet soda. And remarking the server didn't bat an eye for the order, proving that it's pretty a popular choice. An alternative recipe, according to commenter The Witch Doctor, a portion that includes a mixture of several different sodas combined into the pickle and lemons. Weird, but to me, it's still not as bad as pineapples and pizza. So what do you think? Would this be something that you would try? I mean, I don't know. It was kind of weird when people used to talk about Dr. Pepper floats. Now we're talking about doing something entirely different when it's all said and done. What's your thought process when it's all said and done there?
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So there you go. Let's talk about some news of the weird. Canadian city attempts to break the Guinness record for the world's largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs was disqualified due to the unexpectedly high turnout. Traveler Dumma Heller of tourism organization Town of Drummer, Alberta, said that on Facebook, the record attempt of the city downtown attracted more than 3,000 people in dino dress, but officials could not obtain the exact measurement of participant. A Guinness World Records adjuster was present and was able to record the 3,000 people. However, the spokesperson said that the photos and videos indicate that there have been close to double and many people, but an accurate a calendar count could not be obtained because officials were unprepared for such a massive turnout. So the record is set for Los Angeles in 2019 still stands. How many? 252. I'd guess that as many people dressed up as dinosaur costumes in downtown LA every day. Okay, maybe that's a little bit much, but that's kind of a weird one. Just saying. So let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life. Let him do some Motivation Minute stuff, because that's going to probably be super important.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Clinton. Carl Jung said, "Life really does begin at 40. Up until then, you're just doing research." Oh boy, I can relate a little too much to this lately. I'm a little beyond 40, and I'm absolutely still learning every single day of my life. Technology has simply amazed me lately. I'll admit, I'm a bit concerned, and quite honestly, I'm a little scared of AI. Artificial intelligence has grown so quickly over the last few years, it's just blown me away. I see many people harnessing the power of AI for some really good things, but we're all smart enough to know that there are some people out there with less than stellar goals, and they can use this technology against us, too. That is what concerns me.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The sacrifice of praise may not alter our painful circumstances, but it does put them into eternal perspective. Seen through the lens of loss or disappointment, God seems small and far away. It's like looking at him through the wrong end of a telescope. Praise reverses the telescope. Now God is very near and greater than all our troubles. Psalm 86 says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me." Lord Jesus, teach us to remember all you have done for us, and to pray God-centered prayers rather than need-centered prayers. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, you know it. You know it. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out and talking and doing and moving and grooving and all that kind of fun stuff. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. So as I take a look around, let's see. What year do we want to go into? Let's go to 73. The U.S. Senate begins a televised hearing of the Watergate investigation. These, of course, impelled President Richard Nixon to resignation of the office. That happened back in 1973. What else? Do we got something else? Yeah, let's do 1990. Kelsey Grammer is sentenced to 30 days in jail and 10 days of collecting highway trash after being charged with DWI. His Cheers co-star Christy Alley made a plea on Grammer's behalf, but the judge wouldn't have it. And then in 2020, Michael Jordan autographed an Air Nike One trainer from 1985, sells for $560,000 in an online auction. The sale broke the world auction record for a pair of sneakers, which was set the year prior at auction for a moon shoe for $437,500. So there you go. Anyways, if you're looking at some birthdays for today, I have some of those. Katie Lenke turns 28. John Boyega turns 33. Grimes turns 37. Rob Kardashian, 38. Eden DeZecco turns 39. Miles Kane, 39 as well. Samoa Joe turns 46. Tamar Braxton, 48. Maya Hamm turns 53. Billy Corgan, 58. Rob Lowe, 61. Gary Sinise, yeah, he turned 70 today. Kurt Russell turns 74. And Patrick Duffy turns 76 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have a shitload of them for you today. National Endangerment Species, World Telecommunications Day, National Mushroom Hunting Day, National Pack Rat Day, Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Day, National Work From Home Day, National Pinot Noir Day, National Walnut Day, National Pizza Party Day, Shades Day, World Hypertension Day, International Virtual Assistant Day, National NASCAR Day, National Cherry Cobbler Day, National Bike to Work Day. Enough days? Okay, just checking. I just wanted to make sure because it sounded like a lot as we started going through the whole thing, like I told you, ahead of time. So with that being said, if you need a rando for today, here's a random joke for you. I don't work on Fridays. I make an appearance. Yeah, something like that. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What do you pretend to understand but actually have no clue about? I guess that question really would depend on how much time do you have. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 25% of people have shopped online in this odd place. Where is it? In the actual store. Because sometimes they used to have better deals online than if you bought it in person. Don't know why that was the case, but it was. Anyways, top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus. And you can talk about the world of safety consulting. Okay? Cool. So there you go. Some stuff for you. So there you go. Anyways, outside of that, that's going to sum up our time together, because that's just kind of how it goes. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world. Think about that one today. That's for sure. Anyways, thank you. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.